Jack and Miranda FM.
It is 2 o'clock.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg en Mbombela op 21 vanmiddag, Polokwane 20 grade.
Issues Pretoria side, obviously we've got busy conditions on the M1 north of the Pumalani Plaza, it's to be expected, but we've also got slow moving traffic M1 north towards Harsfontein Road, and still dealing with a truck crash Heidelberg N3 south before Villiers Road is closed, traffic being diverted at the Dustville interchange.
Ons begin in Mpumalanga, waar ons steeds gesoek word na vier leeu's, wat reeds Sondag uit die Kruierwoudtuin ontsnap het. Die woordvoerder vir die provinsie se toerisme en parke agentskap Simpiwe Shungube het gemeenskappe om die park gevra om wakker te slaap en om nie te probeer om hulle self of die leeu eerder te vang nie.
Today we are searching with dogs. We've been searching with our drones and chopper, but this morning we have decided to search with our dogs so that we can try to locate these lions.
En dan gaan ons na Johannesburg toe waar die polisie sê hulle kan nog nie bevestig of die skietvoorval waarin 'n skoolleerbestuurder dood is vanoggend en of dit bendegeweld was of nie. Hier is die polisie woordvoerder Mavela Masondo wat met die SAK gepraat het.
We've got our anti-gang unit that is operating in this area. They are conducting patrols day and night. The preliminary investigation suggests that no, the suspects were on foot, so they were just standing here at the stop sign.
En dan is die res van my nuusbulletin in Engels, want ek het gedink ek moet nou in Engels praat. So ek gaan nie op die lig enige iets vertaal nie. Ek vra nederig om verskoning. The chairperson for the Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Commission attributed Timothy Omotosa's acquittal to the prosecutor's handling of the case. Omotosa has been accused of rape and human trafficking along with two others. So the case dragged on for 8 years and Omotosa was in custody for the whole time. Chairperson Toko Mkwanazi Kaluva added that the South African Witness Protection Program doesn't work. Using one of the witnesses, Cheryl, as an example, this is what she said.
I'm sure Cheryl can tell you we ended up with the public protector trying to intervene to make the system work. We walked away with nothing still.
Then we move abroad. The World Trade Organization has warned that trade between the United States and China could plunge by as much as 80% this year. So why should we care? Because these two countries are South Africa's biggest partners. The Director General, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, says this could disrupt supply chains and stall global economic growth.
Whilst U.S.-China trade accounts for only around 3% of world merchandise trade, a decoupling between the two major economies could have far-reaching consequences. Our estimates suggest that global real GDP would be lowered by nearly 7% in the long term.
And finally, have you double-checked your vehicle before getting on the road? The Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, shared some tips a few days ago.
Check your tyres, check your brakes, check your windscreen wipers, check your lights and your tail lights and your indicator lights. These small checks can actually save your life.
I'm Marlene Fouchier, net die hoofnuus die uur. In Mpumalanga word ons steeds gesoek vir vier leeu's wat al Sondag uit die Kruierwoudtuin ontsnap
het. What a bizarre and unbelievable story. What is it, night not nice there? The lionesses weren't up to scratch. What's going on?
Hulle wil maar net bietjie die strate rooi verf, man. Wat is nou van
dan? Ja, dis op soek na die leeu's met ons honde. I'm like, really? Quincy will not do that. He will not go look for leeu's. Thank you for that sound clip and well, the vertaling was uitstekend, dit was pyk.
Daardie tweede story het ek nog so'n bietjie gewing, maar ek het al my les geleer, hoor. Ek gaan nie direk op lig vertaal nie.
Barbara Creasy reckons you should check your car before you go because it could save your life if you're about to hit the road. You know what else could save your life, Mrs. Creasy, if you release the air quality report for the country? That would be nice because we believe in Gauteng that we're all being poisoned real fast by the bad air quality. So go ahead, that would be nice. And